Okay, this is a time just to be together and get to know each other a little bit more. We have some areas here, some people from, like the Chinese and others that are here from India and so on. So the pastor can take the microphone. This is Pastor Muhib here. Maybe many of you know him. Okay. He has a very interesting background because he's from the Sudan. No, Sudan, right? Sudan. And many years ago, as a Muslim, brought up in a Muslim family from the Sudan, emigrated to the United States and came here to Baltimore. And Danny had this desire to study the Christianity. So he went on the internet, studied Christianity, and became a Christian, you know, after he studied it out and thought about it. And then one of our people here in Baltimore handing out tracts, he got a tract from somebody here, and then he visited our church, and he's stayed ever since. He has gone to Bible college and ordained as a pastor, really gifted man in the Word. Amazing guy. So he's our host in this event. And he's an Arabic speaker, yes, his mother language. That's amazing. So so let's bring the microphone to the pastor who could introduce your people to us. And you have a question or a comment that you want to share. Or, yeah, ask a question. Comments can be short. You can make a comment, but or you can ask a question. So, there we go.
All right. Start from the way in the back. That's a prime, maybe. It's okay.
Okay. I'm from Bangalore, India, and we have a group from South here, and we also have Mumbai. A good group coming from Mumbai. Put your hands up. Okay. Because they complained they were not mentioned in the morning service. No, Mr. No, but thank you. I think... to be reassured of our the knitting together of our hearts as a body is absolutely essential and vital, just not in coming here but also being in India, because we can be so sometimes as churches be isolated from wall to wall as our teams go out in faith. And I think the more we have access to encourage the men that have that they can have access to the word from here, and also the meeting together often is very crucial for us. I think that sometimes there's a tendency to get busy in the work and the details of life, and you know, sometimes people can get hit because they don't see the need to be together. They think that they can do it independently. I was thinking of we are built on in Genesis 11. Nimrod wanted to build apart from, independently, but in Nehemiah chapter 4, I think it is, or Ezra 4:1, that they were building together, but with the wrong crowd. So I can build independently off, and I can build with, but the wrong people. And so sometimes it is very necessary to be together and have these kind of conferences and have different men come when they can be available, or we can bring them down in faith. And can remind us of the need to be also together as a body. Just wanted to say that. And we are thankful for what we have. And when we are challenged and exhorted, we thank you for that too. And and anything that we need to be told will be a blessing. We love you.
Maybe pass a satellite. I love your message last night. Thank you.
Thank you. I think there's 10 people. They come from a church, Tianjin, China. There's a family. They drive 4 days from California to here. They just got yesterday evening. So this is a great opportunity. We get together to have celebrate like a vegetable. So it's a great for us can come to the big family to see the different part of our church. And in China, we kind of like isolated from another country for a long time. Right now, we really have this chance to come out. I guess maybe next year, more people from China can come. Okay. Yeah, that's great. Pastor.
Could I ask you a question, Pastor? Just to repeat the fact that, first of all, Pastor Brian, that they listen on the internet to our services is we appreciate the oneness that we have. We have a real oneness because we have the same mind. Even though India is far away, but we have the same mind because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in our Bible and the message that we have. And it really is amazing. So I want to say that to you, Pastor. Thank you for, your leadership and directing people to the Lord and us growing in Him and having the same vocabulary, same heart, same vision, same mission. Then Pastor Satellite just said, did you say 10 people?
Yeah.
Maybe 10 people from China. Could they raise their hand if they came?
大家能把举手跟大家示意一下。
And then how many is it the first time in the United States?
第一次来美国。
Yeah, really. Isn't it different? Is it different? Ask them, is it different? Yes. But it's the same. Is that correct, Pastor?
Yeah. It's like a big family. Yeah.
Well, we heard you last night and understand we have the same, the same teacher, God.
Yeah.
He is teaching us and using you to lead people in knowing Him.
Mm.
And this is a good fruit.
Yeah.
You know a tree by its fruit. Mm. And the oneness, the love, humility, the fellowship. So praise God. It's a very big thing what you're saying. Mm. That people came from China to Baltimore.
Mm.
With the sense, okay, it's worth it. Let's go. Let's see. And here we are. Because your meetings in China, you can't have such big meetings.
Yeah.
Or can? Yeah. Can you can?
Yeah. Yes.
And you can't sing as loudly as we can. I mean, you can, but not. It's not wise to be that loud.
Right now, it's okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, they know there's a church over there, so we cannot hide us anymore. So we can sing aloud until they stop us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's there's another thing about. Us, and that is that we're not primarily political, but we are spiritual with Christ's heart and mind and care. So our message is actually a good one for China, It's a good message. Do you want to say something about that?
Yeah, this at the very beginning, we as Chinese believer, we don't know what message we have. We think every Christian is the same message, and we follow Pastor Jeff Phelps, and later on, and after PJF left, we really found out it's so precious. The church message is so unique, it's really from God. And by little, we grew up, more and more people come, we really sense that really is the message for the people in China. Right now, there's a family church around us. We know them, but there's no church like us. So it seems like they hear our message. They cannot go to any other place. This is interesting. So that's why some people left us. Just no other place they can go. Yeah. Here is the message. Here is the life. But I still realize that it's not a majority. We are a small number of people. And a lot of church in China is legalist based. The three sub churches and a large number of the family church is also. So we also sense we are just attacked around other like Christians. They think we are like a cult. Yes. Yeah, like cut. Yeah. But so I sense the body life is so important for the church. So we plan the church not only to teach the right message, we need to have the life there, around there, that people see. This group of people, they have a great message. What their life is, and they are have a love, they have a unity, they have a just the right out, the sense of just right out, and they really need this Bible, this body life. Okay.
Yeah. That's so. It's like it's refreshing to hear you say that. It's like amazing, you know. It really is. It's like I was handing out tracts over here at the traffic light. Cars stop at the red light, and I give out tracts. And this young man was there with his window. The window was down, so I gave him a tract. The light is red, so he's there. And he goes, "What is this?" I go, "It's the church is right here. Welcome to the church." "What church is it?" "Greater Grace." "Oh, that's a cult." And I said, "No, it isn't." And then he said, "Yes, it is." Then the light turned green, and then he left. Yeah, it's like, you know, I feel that we should be able to talk about that. And understand that that is how some people could think of us. But you have to know in your heart what you are part of. You know, you have to know the tree is a good fruit or bad fruit, you know. And is there faith? Is there the doctrine? Is Jesus highly exalted? And the historical basis for what we are believing, so that you would know in your own heart, because you have to have good conscience about the church that you belong to. You know, you have to know the church you belong to, prove all things, know the message, and have a sense in your own heart what you are part of, you know, because this young man, you know, he probably didn't know that I'm the pastor of the church. You know, and he's telling me what the church is, you know. And so, I think we should understand these things. And also, there are people that could come and be here but not be comfortable. Because you really need to be born again. You know, you need to be born again. Can you imagine you're not born again and you go to a church and you're comfortable there in the church, in that church, but you're not born again? You know? Yeah. Okay, Pastor Mike.
Yeah, that's great. Just maybe those from the team in Kunming. I think there are many. They could raise your hand. I think, you know, that's great. This year I spent a lot of time traveling. I think people from India can say the same thing. It's just such a vast country, China. And there are just so many cities with millions upon, the Kunming, I would say, if you hadn't gone to our church, it's a vast country. We come from a relatively small city of 5 million. And, there are cities that we would go to very regularly that would be 15, 20 million people. And it would be not a strange thing. So I've been thinking, we're not like anxious or overwhelmed by the vastness of the country. Like we have a peace about being there. We have a, you just walk with God with wherever you are. But at the same time, you know that there is a treasure in these fields throughout China and throughout these cities. And you know that our teaching, as Pastor Satellite just mentioned, is unique. Especially in China, I think there's just a lot of legalism in China. Tremendous amount of legalism. That's the standard for both the official church and the underground church, is legalism for the most part. So, there's a real, real need for people to hear the full counsel of God. And as we travel, I just Christ is the head of the church. Christ is leading the church in China. He's managing himself, the church in China. But I just was thinking that God really wants this message to go to these places and reach just these multitudes of people in these cities. And I think that first rap, I think it was Monday night. The work is really done in prayer. The ground is really broken in prayer because it is so much bigger than us. You know, it's so much bigger than us. But I think through prayer, things can happen that, God can bring people to us. Key people to us, key people in different cities that just could be impossible otherwise. So I'm just thinking prayer is just a way to look at the vastness of a country. And, the battle is won, if, per se, just in the spiritual realm, on our knees. And, there's just an amazing amount of potential, I think, for greater grace in these amazing, amazing countries in Asia. So thanks for your prayers, and please continue to pray for us.
Pastor Mike, I heard great things from your team about the work in China. One of the things they said, you have a great sense of humor, by the way. they did, actually. All right, Baku, Pastor Elshan, Pastor Fuad, love to hear from you.
Yeah, happy to be back. We have 7 people from Baku this time. So, what can I say? Church has fun, a lot of fun in Baku. We're learning Indian songs. We're singing Indian songs. We are dancing Arab dances, some Hungarian. We had Fefe. What is his last name? Ferenc Göde, he was with us, and we just, we love to dance in Baku, so he was dancing with us. We were exchanging dance movements with Hungarians. Yeah, yeah. We're doing good. We're there, and yeah, by God's grace, just had fabulous time in neighboring country, Georgia. Pastor Mati was over, Pastor Glenn Cannon, and amazing time of evangelism, just body life and, you know, trying to talk to people there. Georgia is a Christian country, but they don't really know about Christ. Yeah, nominally, you know, they're very Orthodox, and but beautiful nation, really. They are so friendly. They like to sit down and eat and talk, and they ask good questions, so please pray that we will have, you know, God will have his church there. And we have friends there, a lot of friends. And do you hear me good now? Okay, should I start from the beginning? Yeah. Yeah. We had 8 graduates from Bible college this year. So, yeah. Praying for Iran, praying for Georgia. Yeah, our people praying for Oman, want to travel there. So, yeah, thank you for all your prayers. Yeah, we're enjoying to be here. Really, the body life convention is super, Pastor Shelley. Thank you, really, thank you. The messages, all the pastors, just, yeah. Yeah.
Is there a pastor, or like you go to Georgia, to Tbilisi, to evangelize and so on. Is there anybody that, how should we look at that? Do we want to start a church there? Or, I mean, I'm sure we do, but is there, like, what can we do for that?
Yeah.
Send some Indians there.
Yeah. Yeah, send some what? Indians. Yeah, well, pray for the man of God who would really move in there. That's the stage. We need somebody.
That's the big thing, right?
Yeah, somebody move in and live there, because we probably have about 5 people who constantly keep in touch, like Georgians, and about 10 to 15 people who became our friends and prayed the prayer, you know, they got saved, and yeah, so, yeah. Pray for the man of God who would just, and the team, of course. At least 3 to 5 people would be able, yeah, to live in there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe Pastor Elshan, you want to, about Iran maybe?
Well, I haven't been to Iran for 6 months, which is a kind of tragedy for me in a way, but from other side, this is a great time of thinking before God, what is God's direction, because we don't want to do in human force. So we have Just Let God Love You, the booklet, Pastor Steven's booklet, just published recently in Budapest in Farsi. So it's available for, mainly I think for Iranians and Afghani people that are believers, that they know the message, and that booklet, together with the first booklet, which is beautiful for situation, could be good nourishment, good spiritual food for them. Yeah, pray for Ehsan and Shirin. This is our main contacts in Iran. They are living there and they are happy that they have family, as all of us, part of their lives. Yeah, they are going through some challenges, and of course there is no body of Christ, there is no pastor, there is, you know, country with different mentality against of, in political view, against the Christ and Christians. But there are many Christians, and the field is great. My wife and I, we love to be in Iran. Last time we were there for the New Year, that was our celebration of New Year after Christmas celebration in Oman. So we traveled around Iran. We had three cities visited. First time we were in Kerman, which is the southeast of Iran. And we have one contact there. He's not a believer, but great friend. So, yeah, we believe that after August or in August, we'll start to do more frequent trips to Iran. But pray that God would lead, that it would be God's direction and God's work, not ours. Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe the brother from Bhutan, first time in convention.
Okay, I'm happy to be here. And yeah, I'm part of Mumbai Church, and I'm sent out from Mumbai Church. And thank you for Pastor Carl, Pastor Atul, and other teams who really invested in my life. And their covering is so much. And 2014, and I was sent out from Mumbai Church to Bhutan. So it's a close country for gospel, and still king is reigning. He's ruling the kingdom, and we are in the border. It's a place called Jaigaon. It's a border where our church is, and it's very new. And yeah, it was my desire to come here, and I was every time I watch live show, live from Baltimore. And I was thinking one day I'll be here to see the, all the body, to do more for God in kingdom. And recently I applied for citizenship in Bhutan, and there was one column, which religion you follow. And I wrote Christian, and there was one more, there was occupation, it's religion teacher. And so I wrote teacher, okay, yes, of course I'm teacher. So maybe because of that, maybe they rejected once, and they said one thing, don't die your hope. If you die, no problem, but don't die your hope. So still I'm hoping, and definitely, but we are in a border site, and there are many Bhutanese, those who come to our church, and they are baptized also, and we have a home open up in the border area, the place which we can approach. Definitely, with place we are approaching, we have a home Bible study there going on, and many are trained up, and they are in Bible college also. They are part of my team. So one already graduated this year, and he will come back, and definitely we'll have a church in main capital. We're thinking about capital and southern part of Bhutan, and yeah, southern belt. It's a southern belt of Bhutan. So I'm very happy that, I'm very happy for the pastors, my mentors are here. We can see all that. My teachers, really, they mentored me. And so that's why I'm here today. I'm really privileged that I'm here. And before, yeah. So definitely this Bhutan is called Land of Thunder Dragon. Yeah. It's going to be Land of Judah. Yes, Christ. Definitely. That's Christ. It's very... the spirit is very, you know, the evil spirit very strong. So sometimes it's difficult to preach. And with small country, if you go to village and they will get you know your agenda, why you are here. So we still we are going, still people are coming. Less than 1,000, one person, you know, very less people are believer. And please pray for that country. God may open up and door, and so we can go move forward in days to come. And many more people will come with me next, maybe coming years. So they also will have a more great testament to be shared. Thank you.
Also want to hear from Nepal, the mountains of Nepal.
This, where I'm saying, how many person, you know, just, I'm God's kingdom. Who is the God's kingdom? Please raise hand. It's from Nepal. Just, I'm saying, only I'm one person in Nepal. It's good. Pray for us. And we are doing the, Nepal is a small country. It's, 88 times, smaller than US. Just I'm saying, 88 times smaller than Nepal is geographically. But, you know, just, and I'm saying, if you want to walk, I reach here within the 24 hour from Nepal to here. But that country is someplace 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, you know, you have to walk. There is no road. There is no bus. And only someone asked me in the U.S., there is no horse. Yes, there is a horse, but it's a very expensive than other things. You know, just it's a, that means, you know, only one thing is by walking. And thanks God, we have a radio ministry. Radio Nepal goes all over the Nepal. And I preach gospel every Tuesday, keep in prayer. But everything right now, new government want to shut down every things in the Christianity, but they are not shut down radio. They are not saying anything to radio. You know, just I'm preaching only on Christian radio by the Radio Nepal, this government radio. That's why God, if God gave me the wisdom to preach grace message and gospel to them, and they understand, and lots of people, they hear the radio and be saved. We have lots of story. I am not able to say right now because it is a long story. But it's God's working there. That's why keep in prayer for us. And secondly, our main priority to train people and send the all the remote parts of the Nepal. In our only 20 to 30 years old people, they desire to go to serve the Lord. You know, just in a remote area. And so I'm that all 10 million people from 20 to 30 years old people, they work in the Middle East for the money. Every 20 to 30 years people, all in the, there's a 10 million, not for the, 10 million people. That's why our vision to also in a start some, but you know, we start 3 churches in the Malaysia, but not for the Malaysian people. That's the Nepali people. We start church in the Malaysia. That's we are doing that things. Yes. And what happened? He told me that that's a good story. That's I'm telling. Yeah. One of the guy who trained from our Bible school, and I'm hoping that he's a young guy, very young, and he. Do the his marriage, that time he expend lots of money and he have a very big debt to pay back to them. They said no idea. That's why he graduate and he needs to, he planning to go to the Middle East for the work. And he went there, I'm sad. Wow, I'm investing the